Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Commanders Training Camp here in Ashburn, Virginia. We brought a bunch of reporters on the show today. Joining me right now is another great one, Lou Holder with the Holder Hangout. What's going on, Lou?
What's going on, my friend? It's good to see you out here.
Absolutely.
We've talked before, but it's now good to see you in person doing this interview, man. I love it.
Yeah, and there's energy here.
And there's energy.
And that's where I want to start with, because you've seen how much this team has struggled and how much failure they've had from coaching staff, quarterback to quarterback. They got it right. Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, and it feels like they're going to have another successful season.
Yeah, you could throw an Adam Peters into that mix too. I think that that's the straw that stirs the drink for me. We've wanted somebody to be a competent leader in the front office for so long that I'm still getting used to, Adam, I'm still getting used to covering football and not foolishness.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where I want to begin. Like, you know, we've seen how it worked. People around here have seen how that trio of coach and owner and general manager have worked before. And we saw it with Bobby Bethard, Joe Gibbs, and Jack Kent Cook. Two of those three people have gold jackets in Canton. So one thing you can't do with this fan base is put out something and them not know that it's not real, right? This is real. This is real. And again, you have a very, very rare opportunity that an owner gets to pick his own GM and the GM gets to pick his own head coach. And all those people are on board to picking the number two pick in the draft that ends up being pretty darn good. That doesn't happen in the NFL a lot because usually the owner's in place and then somebody else has to come in, or the general manager's in place. And, you know, there's never been a newness like we have seen with the head coach, the GM, and the owner. And they're all working lockstep as far as off the field, improvements, locker room, stuff like that, that the ownership is taking care of. Adam Peters doing what he's doing, bringing in the likes of Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and Tunsil and now Von Miller. And then you have Dan Quinn, whose energy is just, you could tell how much he's learned from the previous being a coach in Atlanta and Seattle. And all the rumors were true that people, all the stuff that we've heard about how he's a player's coach and people love to play for Adam, for Dan Quinn, we're seeing that. People are signing up, veterans that know that, hey, look, you know, I don't have time, right? I want to be with the classy organization as I depart. They said, you know what? Washington's a place that I want to go, and that was not the case just 24 months ago. People weren't signing up to come here. And so that's the energy. That's the collective energy that you see now. And, a sleeping giant has been woken up in Washington.
Yeah, no, that's really well said. And you don't see that very often in the NFL. They change ownership. Josh Harris got it right with Adam Peters. got it right with Dan Quinn, who got it right with Jane Daniels. I mean, the Cowboys wish they could do what we're doing, right?
Correct.
The Bears were like, well, they had Matt Eberflus, who hired drafted Caleb Williams, but now he's got to learn a new offense just in year two. Like, everything worked into place for the Washington Commanders.
Correct.
But nobody could have expected how good Jaden Daniels could have been.
No. I just think you did the right due diligence. The kid is special, but he's also benefited from now having Cliff Kingsbury for a second year. Again, like you just said, you don't have to start all over again. You can go back. I got here in 2002. It was Patrick Ramsey. First year, it was Steve Spurrier's first year and Daryl Green's last year. And I can't tell you how many quarterbacks had to deal with different coordinators from year after year.
Yeah.
From the Jason Campbells to the Dwayne Haskins to the Robert Griffin III's to the Taylor Heinicke's and the Sam Howells. None of those guys had the same type of system year after year. It was always something different, right? Jaden Daniels, as good as he is coming in, not having to learn all over again, but now he's just going to escalate. So forget this, you know, sophomore slump. How about a sophomore bump? You know, I mean, why does the second year have to be somewhere where people are like, you know, you regress? You know, this kid is going to get better, right? I mean, I think last year is the worst team that he was ever going to be on because they're just going to keep getting better. And you bring in a Tunsil. Coleman has more experience. You still got your veterans in Wiley and Allegretti. Biotis, who's one of the unsung heroes of last year, quarterback in that offensive line. And Cosme's not even here yet. So it's like, man, a lot of people around here remember 1991 and how Mark Rippon was only touched like 10 times the entire year. That's what you want. And Jaden Daniels is a lot more mobile than any of those other quarterbacks. You know, he's just a special human being, and they got it right with him. And the whole thing now is keeping him grounded. And I think one of the best things that ever happened to Jaden Daniels was Adam Peters and Dan Quinn recognizing how important Doug Williams was to the development and of a quarterback like that, because nobody can teach Jaden Daniels how to play quarterback in Washington, D.C. as an African-American better than Doug Williams. The first game of the year last year against Tampa, he showed up in a Doug Williams jersey. He loves Doug Williams, and Doug Williams loves that kid. And that is the mentoring that's going on that's making Jaden Daniels so special. It's not just the X's and the O's. It's between the ears. And he's got the right person talking to him between the ears to keep him on track.
Yeah, and Super Bowl winning quarterback Doug Williams is here. It's so cool when he walks past us. He is making his impact in the building. Lou Holder hanging out with us here. Holder Hangout. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. So what you said, I've been saying, and I love that you said it. The group that Jaden played with last year is the worst group of talent he's ever going to play with, because they brought in better players every single year. And this year, Deebo Samuel now comes in. And wow, does he look good, catch and run situations. I mean, this is the most excited I've been for a wide receiver since Pierre Garçon or Santana Moss. I think Debo's going to come in here, be a superstar. And Jaden's probably the best quarterback he's played with his entire career. Jimmy Garoppolo? Ugh. Brock Purdy? No. Jaden to Deebo.
Yeah. Yeah, it made me laugh in the offseason where people are talking about, well, he's out of shape and he's slow. I was like, that's not correct. When you're running around at him in little passing drills, that's one thing. When it's in game competition, oh, he game quick, but buddy, he game quick. And yeah, they brought him here, and he's under contract year two. I mean, everybody's hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry. People are hungry. People are in hungry positions. Brian Robertson, hungry in a contract year. Deron Payne, hungry in a contract year. So the whole Terry McLaurin thing, when that thing does get worked out, because it will get worked out, when that thing gets worked out, those two together, along with some of these other wide receivers that have been showing promise, you have every right to be excited, young man. You have every right to be excited.
Yeah, and the hunger. You're so right. You can feel that. And that you got to give ownership in the front office credit for creating the environment where you have teams where everybody's hungry, but they're all not collectively bought in.
Yeah.
And so there's individuals. This is a team that's hungry.
Right, because you've seen it, right? When you get to the NFC Championship game, although it was a dud, the way it ended was just awful. But when you get to the NFC Championship game and nobody has left and more people have been added, man, you try. It's unfinished business, right? But it's not guaranteed, because 2 years ago, Detroit went to the NFC Championship game. They loaded up. All their coordinators came back. Everything was this and this and this and that, and the Commanders beat them in the divisional championship. So there's no guarantee that this team is going to get to San Francisco at the end of the year, but they sure have made it very, very possible. There's no guarantees, but the possibility is right there.
Lou Holder, always appreciate having you on the show. Great to sit down with you here. We watched practice today at training camp. Is there anything that you noticed you'd want to point out, report, notes, anything like that that you saw?
I love the iron sharpening iron, Adam. I saw, after one of the plays, I saw Deebo Samuels on a knee talking to Mikey Sanders still. They're going against each other in practice every single day. You can't tell me that Mikey's not getting better every day going against him. You can't tell me that those offensive linemen are not getting better going against Von Miller and Bobby Wagner and Javon Kinlaw, who is a huge human being.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that they're not getting better. Iron sharpening iron. I think that is what I am seeing the most there, that these are not people in silos. They're like, yo, I'm going to teach you my move here, what's going on here. And I just think that the iron sharpening iron, these young guys are going to get so much better learning. And I think some of the older guys too. Deron Payne is not only teaching somebody like Johnny Newton, but he's also learning from Avon Miller, and he's also learning from some of these players. So a lot of these guys, Frankie Louvu is the same thing. A lot of these guys are in that sandwich area where they're actually mentoring and they're being a mentee, right? So that is what I see in camp. I see these little pockets of people talking to one another. It's a team, Adam. It's a team. These people want to. They are a team. There's one voice. One, you know, there's this movie called Drumline. One band, one sound. One band, one sound, right? So that's what I'm seeing. One band, one sound. And in the past, we've had a lot of talent, but there was no collective leadership leading that. They are self-policing themselves in that locker room, and no foolishness is getting out. Again, it is so good to be covering football and not foolishness.
Lou Holder, thanks so much.
All right, thanks so much. I appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, your home for the Commanders. Right here in Richmond, every game can be heard on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We check in with our host, Michael Phillips, who's live every day from 10 to noon for a little training camp crosstalk on The Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So, Michael, I mean, I feel like a big part of my show today is that the Jacory Kroski-Merritt hype is real, and to see it yesterday when the pads were on, and I know the Commanders posted an awesome video of him kind of jump cutting through the line. I'm here to say the hype is real, but I'm not saying he's running back one, like I've heard some people say. But like this is going to be running back by committee, and he will be on the field this season making plays.
He'll be on the field by the end of the season. I don't believe he will be on the active roster week one, though. I think that to start the season, you want your known guys, right? You want, obviously, Eckler and B-Rob are going to be active. I think you're flipping a guy who you know can do pass protection when you need him to, whether that's Chris Rodriguez, whether that's one of the other guys. I feel like he's going to earn his way over the course of the season. I think he's zero activity week one on my scorecard.
Yeah, we need him. We need to see him have success in the pass protection. Linnell asked him about that yesterday. I mean, you know how crucial it is for Cliff Kingsbury's schemes here. And given when you have Jaden Daniels as the starting quarterback, the running back better block his ass off on plays in which he's not running around. So that might be the one thing that can hold him back. But I do think you're looking at maybe a little bit of a combo back of B-Rob and Eckler. And I just think there's going to be a point in this season where you can't keep that kind of athleticism off the field. Not for every play, but once or twice a drive here, I want him on the field. I mean, I was so hesitant to believe in the hype, seventh-round pick, but I feel like from what I've seen, and given the history, we know if he was a guy that played all of last season, he might have been drafted a lot higher. I've loved what I've seen from Jacory Kroski-Merritt, and it's something that I will continue to be watching for.
Yeah, and of course, we also know in the NFL, very rarely does one running back carry the load for an entire season, right? The Saquon-style seasons are increasingly becoming a thing of the past, and unfortunately, we know Austin Eckler's injury history, right? You need to be ready to have backup options there and to have good options to plug into this offense, and I think he fits that criteria where just because I'm saying he's not going to be in the week one lineup doesn't mean he's not going to be needed at some point this season. I would be curious to see what the average number of running backs an NFL team uses in a season is. I would guess it could be as high as 4.5 or so. I mean, it just feels like the average NFL team really uses a lot of running backs over the course of a year, and so you can't have too many of them. I love using a seventh-round draft pick on a guy like this. If he delivers, you look like a genius, Adam Peters. If not, no big deal at all. Move on to the next one.
Yeah, no, totally agree with you there. Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a little Commanders crosstalk. He was here with me, boots on the ground at training camp on Sunday when Terry McLaurin arrived and SportsCenter was here. Michael, quickly, how much of that had to do with Terry coming in and ending the holdout and a hold in, given the fact that we showed up and it was like as soon as we walked in, oh, Adam Schefter's got a report, it's fed to him, it's live on SportsCenter from Ashburn, Terry McLaurin, no contract, but hold in is over.
Yeah, and the hold in puts more pressure on the team in some ways, because if he's not there, he's not generating national headlines, but because there's footage, because, you know, there's video of him out there now, because he's spotted, it's another news cycle. It's another opportunity for him to air his story, for him to lobby for his case here. And then you had the Pat McAfee thing yesterday where he's talking about with Adam Schefter, and Adam Schefter said he wants considerably more than DK Metcalf money. I thought that was interesting. That's the first time I've heard anybody push back on Terry's demands, even in the slightest. I thought that represented an interesting inflection point here in the discussions and in the negotiations.
Yep, and then Cortland Sutton got paid. How does that change everything in your perspective?
Well, it wasn't a great number for Terry and for his side. I still think DK Metcalf is the comp here, Adam. I just think that's the most logical comparison. Same draft class. I understand they're fundamentally different players. DK Metcalf, of course, is a little more exciting, a little more high-end with the athleticism. But Terry's more reliable. Terry's played more snaps and, produced more 1,000-yard consistent seasons. I think that's the number ultimately both sides are going to point to and say that's a fair deal. Let's model it after that. Certainly the Cortland Sutton number does not help Terry's cause at all, but I ultimately think it's the Metcalf number that's going to be the true comp here.
I think they might have to find a way to meet in the middle because I just don't know that the Commanders are going to do a bad deal. And DK's money would be a bad deal given Terry's age and what Cortland Sutton just got. I'm not saying Cortland Sutton's in the same conversation as Terry McLaurin, but they were both 1,000-yard receivers last year. They're both 29 years old. So he gets 92, $23 million a year. DK's at 33. What's the realistic number that gets it done for Terry McLaurin? Are you saying, hey, above DK? Because I don't think that's something that Adam Peters might be willing to do.
If Terry's final demand is 33 a year, you're willing to walk away from Terry McLaurin being on this year's team? I'm not. I'm paying him.
I'm not. I think Adam Peters is. I mean, because this he's under contract, right? He needs to play this season. Why couldn't they let him play this season and then franchise tag him, right? I mean, there are other ways that they can handle this. It's just going to be a distraction.
Man, I don't know. To me, if the final number is 33 and the choice is having Terry McLaurin or not having Terry McLaurin, I think you have to have Terry McLaurin this year. I mean, just what a devastating blow that would be, not just to Jaden and his efforts to move this offense forward, not just to Cliff Kingsbury and what could be his final year here, but also to the fan base as you continue to rebuild and let people know you're serious about, putting a product on the field they can be proud of. Who's better in the community relations department than Terry McLaurin? I think it would be a massive mistake to walk away from a potential $33 million deal.
I think it would be a mistake, and I think he's a great guy in the community, but I also think maybe, Terry's agent is asking for too much. I mean, Cortland Sutton just got $23 million a year. The Commanders saw that. They know that. They know that that is setting the market lower for Terry McLaurin. That is setting the market for Terry McLaurin to ask for 26, 27, 28, maybe 29, but not 33, 34. Things change with every contract that gets, signed. And, I know that, in 3 years from now, there might be 5, 6 wide receivers making $40 million. But Terry McLaurin might not be in the league by then. So, this is a front office decision that they have to make for the foreseeable future. And you need Terry here, but he's already under contract.
You need Terry here. I understand Terry's perspective. If you play out this season and then the franchise tag year, you're never going to get your payday, right? Because then you're 32 years old. Then, nobody's paying a 32-year-old receiver serious money. I think this is his last best chance to get a deal. I think he's committed to it. If I were advising him, I think his agent's going to tell him, sit out the start of the season if you need to, if it gets to that. We're all hoping it doesn't get to that because, man, that would be a major, major distraction if this doesn't get done by the time they kick the ball off against the Giants.
Michael, there are a lot of things that this team needs to accomplish before the start of the regular season, but I have loved what I've seen from the defensive side of the ball. Does it worry you at all that it feels like from the days we've been here, the defense has won, the offense has lost?
Oh, no, it makes me quite happy because I was really worried about this defense coming into this year. I was worried, do they have enough depth? Do they have enough athleticism? They need the confidence, and they need to instill that confidence in me. I don't need anything from this offense. Jane Daniels wants to go just work in the VR headset for the next 3 weeks and then come back out for the preseason games. I'm totally fine with that. I trust him. I trust what I've seen from him this offseason. I know they need the work, but I think the defense, Adam, needs the wins, and I think it's really a good thing that they're getting them. I'm hopeful that confidence can translate to the field, and we'll get a much better read in these joint practices, right? Joint practices are coming right around the corner. That's when you really get a great feel for where both these units stand right now.
All right, that's Michael Phillips joining us for a little crosstalk on the Fan. You can hear Michael live and local on the Fan from 10 to 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Every game can be heard here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And we're broadcasting live from training camp. We're grabbing all the reporters on the scene to get their perspective of day two of the pads being on. And joining us right now from Monumental Sports, Ethan Cadeau. What's up, Ethan?
What's up, man? I'm happy to be back. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. Good to chop it up with you here. And I feel like from the guys I've talked to today, this was another day in which the defense won. But that's a positive step in the right direction in my mind because the defense is the unit that needs to improve.
Yeah, and I also think it's always normal when the defense starts off training camp hot. Usually we see the offense, once it gets into rhythm, they're installing a bunch of new plays. Like, they get into rhythm towards the end of camp, and you kind of want that. Honestly, if the offense was beating the defense right now, I'd be a little more concerned. But I liked what I saw from some of the players on offense. I think Chris Moore had a decent day. He had a really awesome one-handed juggling catch. He did drop one deep down the field, but, I mean, he's getting a lot more reps with Terry McLaurin not being here. He's kind of making the most of that opportunity. But like you said, the defense has been great. Mikey Sanders still has been my shining star of camp so far. He's just been everywhere. I'm expecting a huge year from him, too.
Yeah, Chris Moore is a guy that I had on my notes. I mean, he had a couple big catches. So let's talk about the wide receiver room as a whole, because there's a spotlight on it given Terry not being here, right? So Terry's holding in. I don't really want to talk about that situation. Who's on the field? Deebo Samuel. Who's on the field? Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey. You know, your thoughts on the guys you've seen in the wide receiver room?
Yeah, I've been impressed. I actually just finished writing something up on Deebo Samuel, so check that out later. But his energy has been infectious. I mean, we've seen this guy 3 years ago. He was one of the most dynamic players all in the NFL. I think he had 1,400 receiving yards, close to 400 rushing yards, 15 touchdowns. I don't know if he's that player anymore, but they don't need him to be that player. They need him to be someone who can play the two when Terry McLaurin does come back, should he come back. Someone who can take a screen pass and go 80 yards for a touchdown. I don't think they had a player who could do that on their roster the last 5-10 years. Honestly, maybe since like Santana Moss. So just adding him into that fold, he's really impressed me. And then Jalen Lane, I think he's really shined. Rookie, I'm expecting a big year from him. And then Luke McCaffrey, I mean, the jury's kind of still out on him. Third-round pick from a year ago. Maybe he didn't have the rookie season he wanted. He's got to have some big plays in this preseason and really establish himself. And I trust that McCaffrey bloodline, so I wouldn't count him out.
Yeah, Deebo Samuel, though, man, I think he's going to be such an impactful player. So people can check out your work. Monumental Sports just wrote about Deebo Samuel. One of the highlights of today's practice was Jaden to Deebo.
Yes.
Across the middle, and he got his out of bounds. And then the other one, in which he beats Mikey Sainer still. And just a beautiful pass from Jaden over the shoulder. That was like NFL films watching that.
Yeah, that was a perfect throw. I mean, they've kind of set the tone from the beginning. The first play of 11-on-11s, go back to Wednesday, was a perfect seam route, Deebo touchdown from Jaden, and it's kind of really only built from that. They scored yesterday. That play, like you just talked about today, they're really starting to form a connection. It's hard to imagine. They've only had, what, 6 practices together, not including OTAs and minicamp and all that stuff. But, I mean, I'm excited to see what this connection looks like in November and December rather than what it looks like now and even September and October. But I have high hopes for Deebo Samuel this year.
Ethan Cadeau for Monumental Sports. Any other notes that you'd want to share with us from your watching practice today?
Yeah, I thought Sam Hartman, he had one bad pick at the end, but I thought he had a really good day. He's been running with the twos with Marcus Mariota. He hasn't practiced the last 2 days. I think this is just my thinking. I don't know this for sure. I think the organization would like if he could develop into that long-term backup for Jaden Daniels. Came in the same year. He showed some poise. He's someone who I'm really looking forward to watching in the preseason. Obviously, in today's day and age, the starters don't really play in the preseason anymore. But Hartman, I watched him at Notre Dame. I think he could be at least a solid backup in this league. He impressed me today until that one bad throw, but I'm not gonna kill him for one bad throw.
Do we have any idea why Marcus Mariota hasn't been involved?
I think just they said something about ramping him up and down, back and forth, but I don't think it's anything to cause concern about right now.
Defensively, your take on the safeties, right? So And I was watching practice with Linnell Willingham, and at times there were three safeties out there on the field, something to keep an eye on this season. But Will Harris, Quan Martin, but there are plenty of other guys competing for those spots.
Definitely. I think Quan Martin's due for a pretty big year. I think he really found his form at the end of last year. Him and Jeremy Chinn were a really good pairing. I think this offseason, a lot of people talked about the players that were coming back and how the Commanders did a really good job of bringing back Bobby Wagner and a bunch Zach Ertz and a bunch of these guys that, yes, they needed to bring back, and they did a good job. But losing Jeremy Chinn, he played 100% of snaps last year, besides the one game he got hurt. And I think it's a bigger loss than people realize. I know the team likes Will Harris. I think he's shown promise, but I'm a little, not concerned, but I'm keeping an eye out on those guys because I think there should be a true competition for the other safety spot.
Yeah, I said on my show, I would have paid Jeremy Chinn because I almost feel like last year, so like Wagner was on a one-year deal. He earned it. You paid him.
Right.
Ertz was on a one-year deal. You earned it. You paid him. Chinn did everything to earn another deal.
Yeah, I agree, and I would have paid him too. I think it's also interesting to note that I think he and Terry McLaurin have the same agent.
Yeah.
And I believe those are Buddy Baker's two highest-earning clients right now. So something to keep in mind as these McLaurin talks continue to drag on a little bit.
There was a front four that featured Von Miller, Daron Payne, Jacob Martin, Frankie Louvu. They're going to move those guys around. It's going to be so interesting because, look, let's face it, this team has to find a way to get more sacks than last season.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
100%. I also think they have to do a better job of rotating players in that front four. Last year, there were times where both Daron Payne and John Allen were playing 80, 90% of snaps. That's just not a recipe for success. And I think in order for Daron Payne to be at his best and Von Miller to be at his best and all these other guys to be at their best, they need to be fresh. And you don't get fresh by playing 70, 80, 90% of the snaps at that position. So if they have depth, which it looks like they do, that's great because they're certainly going to need it as the season goes on.
Any other notes that you had for us here from today's practice? I mean, I just felt like you have to talk about the defense because they were impactful.
Yeah, the defense definitely shined. I mean, Sanders still was my biggest thing here. And then Hartman, I talked about him a little bit earlier, but those are my three biggest notes. Probably should have jotted down a few more. But
no, but Sanders still, I mean,
yeah.
Like, so I told my audience what's kind of fun. Like, you're here, you're seeing it in person. I mean, we're watching practice this close away from the players here. So, like, the first thing you noticed to me was how damn big Laramie Tunsil is,
right.
How big some of the guys are. The other thing I noticed was how small Mikey Sanders still is.
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect him.
No, he plays way bigger than the size. I know that's a cliche, but he truly does. I mean, last year you could argue he was their best corner. And I think this year, I know Marshon Lattimore looks a lot better, has proven himself as one of the better corners in this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the season, Sanders still is your best corner. And I think he's been more than they anticipated when they drafted him in the second round. Michigan guy, proven winner. I really like what I've seen from him, and I think he could be one of the premier nickel corners who can also play outside too.
Ethan Cadeau with us here for Monumental Sports. After practice, I grabbed Jeremy Reeves. Where does he fit into this defense? Is he more than special teams?
Yeah, I think he's a solid depth piece. I mean, I don't think they're counting on him to play meaningful snaps defensively at all, but Dan Quinn said it earlier. He's their best gunner. He's probably their best special teams player, and there's a reason he made All-Pro, made Pro Bowls, and earned multiple extensions here. I think that role within itself is more than valuable, and anything he provides defensively is more than just gravy.
We'll close out with your thoughts on Jaden Daniels. I mean, I'm obsessed with the kid. I mean, I'll let my fan flag fly. Like, when he starts dribbling a basketball, I'm like drooling. Like, I love it so much here. The other day, he had the green and red cleats. He's got swag, too. So, I mean, this is what I told my audience. He's the same guy in terms of the energy, the excitement, and loving his teammates that he was last year, and you would have thought he would have been Hollywood by now.
Yeah, I mean, he's unlike any quarterback this team has had in 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, you can bring it back to the 90s. He's every day he does something where I'm like, damn, they haven't had someone who could do that. I mean, there's definitely areas he can improve. I think throwing with timing and anticipation is something he would probably say he can improve on. And we talked about it earlier. The offense hasn't been at its best to start camp. But yeah, I mean, he's the real deal. No questions about it. I'm excited to see what the encore of that great rookie season was. Everyone talks about, oh, sophomore slump, this and that. I just don't envision that happening. I see a sophomore jump. He has better weapons, better offensive line. I mean, it would really take an injury, in my opinion, for the season to go off the rails for him. I think he's truly the real deal. I'll go as far as saying I think he's a top five quarterback. I think he's five. I think there's four guys that are clearly better than him, but I do think he's that fifth guy. And that would make him the best quarterback in the NFC, so it's up to him to prove it.
I'm all smiles after hearing that. Great stuff. Ethan Cadeau, Monumental Sports. Tell us a little bit about what you got coming up on the website.
Yes, sir. I got a story on Deebo Samuel coming up, producing a bunch of our Beltway football podcasts, so make sure to check those out on any platform you get your podcasts. And we have video stuff coming, too, on our website. So check it all out at monumentalsports.com.
So I listen to the Beltway football podcast. If I make it through an episode, do you owe me a beer, or is it JP?
I plead the fifth.
That's Ethan Cadeau. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Epstein here, 910 The Fan with Jeremy Reeves. You see all the fans in attendance here. Mm-hmm. How much do you love playing in Washington?
I would rather be nowhere else, right? At the end of the day, like, I remember telling AP and everything, like, this is where I want to end it at, right? This place is home for me. Like, it's been home. These people have seen me grow up from a young kid to a man now, right? Like, I've had terrible moments here. I've had heartbreaking moments here. I've had, you know, one of the best moments of my life getting engaged here. So they've kind of seen the kid become a man. So, like, I'm a part of them just as much as they're a part of me. So, yeah, man, I don't take it for granted.
What was something that you wanted to work on individually this offseason?
Just remembering the root of why I'm out here. Right? Like, at the end of the day, man, it's a game. And just having fun. And because of that, man, I've set myself up and put myself in position to really make plays and be a difference maker. And so I'm excited, man, and just grateful to be out here healthy, you know. Thank God for every day that I get, because I remember there was a time where I didn't have it, you know, so.
The talent level on the defense, the eye test from just a reporter is there's a lot more dogs on the defense this year. Do you feel that out on the field?
Yeah, man. We got dudes that really understand and trust what they're getting asked to do. And so now we just got dudes hunting, man. Like, everybody's kind of seeing it the same way, which is exciting, you know. So I'm just excited to see all of us go hunt, man, the young guys included.
How would maybe another year in Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr.'s schemes help this defense improve, understanding where you're supposed to be and everything? How would you explain that?
I think once you have a better understanding of, like, where you need to be, right, like, now you can play the game within the game. Now it's about, okay, how can I fall show here? Or how can I show this disguise to set me up or somebody else up to make plays? That's the game within the game, right? That's how you create turnovers. And so I think we have a lot of guys now in the second year of a system that are comfortable in it, and now they're just flying around and doing that. So, like, the turnovers and things that you see, right, that's a recipe from that.
I see you guys working on situational drills, and last year it felt like one of the best situational teams in football with, like, the 5 wins in a row on the final play. Mm-hmm. What was it like to be living in that moment with that team where you guys just felt like, we're going to win every game here if we get a shot?
You know, I think if you just – those are the things that you work on every day, right? Those are things that you train your mind and your body to do every day. So when you get an opportunity to go out there and compete and have those moments, right, you're trained for it, right? You've given yourself every opportunity to be successful in those because you've seen it so many times, right? You've seen it since OTAs. You've seen it since training camp. So when it gets out there, it's kind of second nature.
when you are out here and the weather is so hot? I mean, I'm drenched, you're drenched in sweat. What drives you? What motivates you?
This ain't hot, man. I'm from Florida. This is a light day. This is nothing, man. I train in 95, 100 degree weather, so this is an easy day.
But what motivates you to get up and work hard and get better every day?
I love what I do.
Yeah.
When you love what you do, you don't ever work. I mean, this is part of what you do.
Were there years in Washington where you didn't feel like I love what I'm doing here?
No, man. Because at the end of the day, I was blessed and fortunate enough to have this game. When I tore my ACL, that always reminded me of just how blessed and fortunate I am to be able to come out on grass with two legs and be able to run around, be able to be out here with my teammates and compete. That's the things that, you know, we often take for granted, but those are the biggest blessings that we have.
Is there any extra motivation or juice knowing, though, hey, we're coming off of a 12-win season. We know we feel like we're going to be good again.
Man, at the end of the day, right, like, I want to win. It doesn't matter how it looks, I want to win. 12 wins last year don't matter if we don't go out there and compete again this year. So, yeah, man, I'm just, as an ultimate competitor, somebody that wants to win, like, I'm my own driving force. The external factors don't really matter, and last year doesn't really matter.
What do you think the defense improved on today?
Just continue to communicate, fly around, make the plays that come to us, man, and just having fun. That's the big key of it all.
Jeremy, thanks so much for the time, man. Continued success. Like you said, it's been great to see you grow up here in the nation's capital.
Appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.